Welcome to Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region. I'm Stella Fong. In this show, we learn about ProStart, a program championed by the National Restaurant Association Educational Foundation. We go to Laurel High School and visit with Mrs. Haley Barker's team, who will be going to the Montana ProStart Invitational Competition in Missoula on March 3rd. We hear from Mrs. Barker and her team of four. But first, we talk to someone who has been intimately involved with ProStart's life in Montana. I have Executive Chef Chuck Schulmer from Bucktee Fours, an institution for food in Big Sky and in Montana, especially in showcasing game. For years now, Chuck has been influential in the culinary landscape. These days, his role is owner and food beverage director. He continues, though, on the side to play a large role in the ProStart program. Thanks for talking with me, Chuck.
Well, you're welcome, Stella.
Please share with the listeners what ProStart is.
You know, ProStart is a program that was founded by the National Restaurant Association and the Restaurant Association Education Foundation. They identified the need to start training students on the junior-senior level in the hopes that we could introduce them into the hospitality industry and get them to think about maybe a career in the industry after high school or pursuing it on a college level.
What has been your role and what is your role these days?
When I first heard about ProStart, it was through Belgrade High School, and they approached myself and our food and beverage director at the time.
How long ago was that?
It was the late 90s, early 2000. And so they approached us, the high school, to maybe see what the Yellowstone Club could do to assist their students in helping mentor them. And so that's when I first heard about the program. And
you were a chef up there at that time.
Correct. I was the executive chef at the Yellowstone Club. We met with Bev Tompers, the educator at Belgrade High, and just thought this was a fantastic program. And that was kind of our first introduction into ProStart. And it went from there to me mentoring several of the Belgrade High School teams. That we took five to nationals while I was mentoring them. I've since kind of backed out of the full-time mentoring of the schools due to my role as the chairman of the board of Tanner Restaurant Association. I help the staff at Ed Foundation promote the program within the state of Montana.
As far as competition goes, there's a Montana divisional, and then from there they can go into national competition. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, there's the curriculum that is taught in the classroom is teaching culinary schools and restaurant management, food safety, sanitation. And part of that curriculum, the students can compete in an invitational on the state level, which will be held March 3rd and 4th at Missoula College. And the two competitions are a restaurant management competition, and the second competition is a culinary competition.
Well, and the management part is more of a business end of the restaurant business.
Correct. The students design a concept from the ground up as far as laying out their floor plan, how their restaurant will be decorated to menus, and they actually have to cost the menu and cook two of the dishes as well as take photos of them. They need a staffing model, advertising, and then teams of judges come around and ask the students various questions about their marketing tactics, about their staffing, design, and then there's a team of judges that also ask some critical thinking questions. Real-life restaurant.
It can cover all gamuts, from a cafe to coffee shop to fine dining and even a food truck.
There's different categories that the National Restaurant Association sets out, so the students can pick from one of the different concepts, and they all use the same fictitious town, which is called ProStartsville, and the Restaurant Association will then tell them what the demographics of that city would be, a college town or professional sports teams, or it's on a river and there's a large river walk. So they have to fit their theme within the fictitious city that the Restaurant Association is out for them.
It sounds like fun. Like you could be super creative.
Yeah, I mean, for me as a person in the business, I think this would be the most fun because you can design your dream restaurant.
So as the kids go into competition, because I was just out at Laurel High School, do you have hints for these students who are going?
You know, one of the biggest challenges of the ProStar program and you know, what we're focusing a lot of time on is professional mentorship. And so, you know, rather than saying hints, it's more we try to team up hospitality individuals, whether you own a restaurant, manage a front of house, or a chef, you might be an equipment broker, but we're trying to bring people from our industry into the classroom that can talk to them and give them firsthand experience and knowledge. And, you know, and so that's what helps these students the most is that professional mentorship from other schools. And like I said, you don't have to be a chef to be a mentor, or you can be from, you know, any walk of life that touches our industry.
Well, this is great insight for the students who are involved because it gives them other opportunities to consider aside from, I would say, just cooking in a kitchen.
That's exactly right. And, you know, a lot of the mentors that have gone into the schools actually employ some of the students. So, you know, besides the classroom mentorship, they're able to work in some of the restaurants around the state as well.
What other insights do you hope these kids take away from this experience of being in the ProStart program?
We're just trying to teach them what our industry is all about, and the industry has been great to me. That's why, you know, I enjoy giving
How long
back.
Have you been in the industry?
Well, I guess I started when I was 14, and I'm 56 now, so...
We can do the math?
If you want me to date myself. It was a funny story. I applied for a job as a bag boy in a local grocery store, and I didn't know that you could fail an interview as a bag boy, and they didn't hire me, so I got a job at the local cafe washing dishes and just never turned back. One of my first mentors, Phyllis, was a substitute teacher at the local culinary school in the suburb of Minneapolis I was from. You know, she was the first one who started to push me towards a culinary career.
So you're giving back.
Yeah, it's a great thing to do.
Yeah, you're coming full circle. Many thanks to Executive Chef Chuck Schommer for speaking to us by phone and educating us on ProStart. Now we go to Laurel High School to room 207, where Mrs. Haley Barker is getting her team, made up of Kazmira, Teresa, JC, and Lexington, ready for the culinary competition. Let's hear from Mrs. Barker.
This is our first year, so we started, you know, in August, and it's been a roller coaster. We've really worked hard to get to where we are, and I hope that it goes well at state and the kids have fun. That's the biggest part. Whether they do really well or whether it doesn't go how they plan, I just hope that they have fun and they learn from it.
Is this a class that you meet daily? It's obviously after school, so the commitment has been very long at this point.
Yes, so we meet daily for actual class time. So it's a lot of lecture plus lab time. So we do a little bit of both, but working, I have 10 kids in the class right now, and I only have 4 for competition. So I can't do competition and have the other kids sitting out. So we have to meet outside of school for actual competition work.
So what do the kids need to prepare at the 2018 Montana ProStart Invitational?
An entree, a starter, a dessert, and an accompaniment all together. And they only have an hour. They have 25 minutes ahead of that to get everything washed and water in pots and that sort of thing, but they can't actually heat anything. They also don't have access to running water, and they only have 2 actual burners to work with. So it's a lot of figuring out who's going to do what at what point in time and working together to get everything done, and they have to demonstrate knife skills in that time. Each girl has to demonstrate 1 knife cut for competition as well.
Is the competition something you've witnessed?
Yes, I went last year. I've only been once. I went last year and it was phenomenal. It blew me away what kids can do in that amount of time, and these girls can do the exact same thing.
Now, let's step back and find out how Kazmira, Teresa, Lexington, and Lacey came together.
I had a cook-off for all of the kids, and then I invited for three other judges to come in and they assess them. I assess them on little things like their knife cuts and making sure that they were uniform in size and all those things. But my judges were the ones that really picked the team because I wanted to be very unbiased.
So what is the schedule? Because your competition is about a month off at this point. You know, time is ticking away. When did the preparation for the competition begin, actually?
Oh, my goodness. You know, it should have started a while ago. But since we're so new, it was hard to get started and know when to pick your team and how to do those things. We started about a week ago on getting things ready, which is really late, and I understand that. And working around their busy schedules. A lot of them have to go to work. In fact, I have one girl that has to leave tonight to go to a class.
Even with all the commitments of classes, work, and family, it is practice, practice, practice that will bring success. Now, the basics, I overheard them talking about knife cuts. So that has been practiced over and over, I presume.
Yes, that is practiced every day, every lab day that we're in the kitchen, they are practicing their knife cuts. Knife cuts, there's 11 that they can choose from for competition. They have to demonstrate 4 of the 11.
Give me a little scenario of the competition.
They have to come in and they have to check in all their ingredients, make sure that they are to proper temperatures. Judges are coming around making sure that they're not cross-contaminating their proteins with their vegetables, all those kinds of things. And then on top of that, they have to introduce their team and themselves first before they can start doing anything. They have to introduce their menu, what they're going to be creating, and then they have 25 minutes to get everything ready to prepare themselves to mise en place, and then they have an hour to actually prepare their food, and then they have, I think it's 10 minutes or 15 minutes to actually clean up at the end.
The competition gets even more complicated.
We also have to bring our own burners. They don't give us any access to electricity. So everything that we prepare has to either be prepared by hand or has to be prepared without electricity. So a blender has to be hand cranked. A kid has to really work really hard to whip up a whipped cream instead of using their KitchenAid mixer. They have to use a whisk.
This is going to really make them versatile cooks. They're going to be, I think, one of probably the best camp cooks ever.
Absolutely. They'll be able to go anywhere and prepare anything.
Welcome back to Flavors Under the Big Sky. We are in room 207 at Laurel High School in Mrs. Baker's classroom. Casimira, Teresa, Lexington, and JC have completed cooking the first practice run of a meal with an appetizer, entree, and dessert. We hear from JC Powell. Tell me about how you guys came up with tonight's menu and just go through what was on the menu tonight.
We just kind of looked up a lot of stuff and we looked at last year's competition plates and we decided we wanted to do beef. And then we just kind of started looking for stuff to do with beef, something different, and something that did involve huckleberry, because that was last year's theme. So we found the one we picked, which was a steak with a blackberry compo. And then we just kind of went from there and decided what we wanted to do with for our appetizers, and then our sides, and then our dessert. Our appetizer was a little cream cheese ball with jalapenos covered in bacon on top of a crostini. And then we did steamed potatoes with dill and garlic and onions mixed on top of it. And then we did sauteed red peppers, green peppers, and carrots.
Now team captain Casimira Martinez talks about what was in the sauce.
It had jalapeno, garlic, substituted the beef broth with a red and white wine vinegar. It had cornstarch to thicken it a little bit, and then we also had blackberry preserve.
And the cut of meat is what kind?
A sirloin.
And how well did you cook it?
I cooked it to about 145 degrees.
And in a pan, and was there oil in the pan?
We used butter.
And what are you serving with the steak?
It's a mixture of carrots, green and red bell peppers. We have a little bit of minced garlic in there as well with butter. And then it's also served with small red potatoes, and they were steamed with butter and garlic as well.
And now the girls critique their dishes.
Maybe we could cut the potatoes a little smaller.
Yeah, that's what me and Daisy were talking about. Like, our sauce and stuff does taste good. Like, we've tried it and everything, but we just don't really know how to plate it yet.
Right.
Yeah, I think even more of the potatoes and veggies, because it looks like it's completely being hidden by the meat.
It may be a different way to cut the steak. Because, like, I try to cut it horizontally so you could, like, see the inside too, but it's really thin, so...
You could always cut it in, like, bigger pieces, though.
Mm. Well, do you guys want to try it and see what you think as far as taste goes?
For dessert, the girls attempted a chocolate mousse with whipped cream folded into a chocolate ganache. Unfortunately, they were short on chocolate, and the dessert did not set. Teresa Twitchell experiments.
I'm going to try whisking it a little bit, see what happens. Because it can't be worse. Oh, this is actually working. But I think for like competition and like for possibly trying to advance to nationals, I don't think that will do it for us, just having a custard like that.
The mousse?
Or the mousse, yeah. I think the idea of the apple with the caramel sauce and possibly like a crumble might be better.
While the girls evaluate their work, Mrs. Barker tries to guide the discussion.
It's hard to know best practices when it's your first time.
Yes.
But it really is about what the kids want to do and what they come up with, like, well, let's try this. So us trying it tonight is really helpful, getting ideas of what we like and what we don't like, what needs to change, what.
So what happens after tonight?
We'll probably make some adjustments to what we want to do. It sounds to me like we're probably not going to do the mousse and maybe go a different direction. Maybe we might change the cut of beef, just making minor adjustments from here.
Let's now get to know the members of this culinary team. Kazmira and Teresa are seniors, while Lexington and JC are juniors. We begin with talking to the team captain, Kazmira. You seem very comfortable in the kitchen. Have you been cooking for a long time?
Well, I kind of grew up around cooking. My family has always been around the kitchen. Instead of going out and playing and stuff, I'd be in the kitchen watching them cook. I'm Mexican, so they do a lot of Spanish dishes and stuff like that, like Spanish rice, enchiladas. Just always been really interested in culinary.
So who did you cook with, your mom, or is there a grandmother or an aunt?
My mom learned from her mom all of her cooking stuff. So I learned most of my stuff, I'd say I got it from my mom. My dad does cook, but he's not in the kitchen most of the time. She is. So I help her out a lot, like especially say on Thanksgiving, Christmas, like all the big stuff, like the turkeys, stuffing, you know, I help her with all that stuff. My cousin, she was a really big influence on me as well. We did a lot of dinners at her house sometimes, like every week, and she always had me in the kitchen cooking stuff, cutting stuff, you know, just kind of preparing.
So you mentioned enchiladas and basically Mexican food that you would cook.
Well, it kind of depends on like what side of the family I'm on. So like my dad's side, more Mexican food. So we'll cook the Spanish rice. We'll do a soup called menudo. And yeah, so we'll add a lot of chili powder, you know, cilantro, stuff like cumin as well.
Have you had the opportunity to share with your fellow teammates this stew that you make?
Well, actually, a couple of days ago, we were talking about, I don't even know how it came up in class, but we were talking about a soup that we can make. And actually, another one of the classmates, Lexi, that was here before, she might have mentioned it first. She didn't know what the name was. And so then I shouted it out in class, and then I told her, like, kind of what's in it. And, like, it does have a weird texture that people sometimes aren't used to, but it's so good once you make it. It takes a couple hours, obviously, because of the tripe and the hominy that's in it, but it's delicious once you try it.
It is obvious Kazmira's time in Mrs. Baker's class has impacted her.
A lot of the recipes that I've learned in these classes, I do take home and I make for my family. So when we did a catering job, we had pumpkin bars. So I took that recipe, I took it home, and then I made them for Thanksgiving, and my family really liked them. And we also did Red Lobster's biscuits in here. To die for, obviously. And so I went home and I made those as well, I think last Christmas, and they really liked them. They're like, oh my God, did you just get this out of the box or did you just go to Red Lobster? I was like, you didn't just see me in the kitchen making all that?
Next, we talked to JC Powell. What are some of the cooking techniques that you've learned that you just really love doing now or feel comfortable about doing?
I feel comfortable pan frying a lot of stuff because that's a lot of what my kitchen has me do, and a lot of sautéing.
JC's love is baking, making cupcakes and cakes. She enjoys being around her friends and cooking, but the class has impacted her. So you haven't stepped down and tried some new things just because you've been in the class?
No, because I'm a really picky person, so I don't need a lot of stuff we make in class, but it's a lot of learning how to make different things.
We now hear from Teresa Twitchell and Lexington Campbell. Teresa, how long have you been in this program?
This is my first year in the program.
And are you loving it?
I am. I really like it.
What do you like about it?
I really like getting to cook a lot, and I really like that we're learning skills that we'll be able to use throughout our life, not just in the high school classroom.
What skills have you learned in here?
I've learned a lot of different cooking techniques, so I'm not making the same thing all the time, and so I can go home and cook for my parents and stuff.
What is your favorite cooking technique?
I really like when we did steaming asparagus and vegetables like that. I really like those.
Has your family and parents just said, hey, this tastes so much better than I used to make it, and you've really opened my eyes up to different foods?
They really do think I've learned a lot of new things that I've then taught my mom so that she knows how to make them.
So give me an example. What else have you taught your mom?
Just showed her how to make the pilaf that we had made in class, and I made that for dinner, and so I had showed my mom how to make it.
And as far as your cooking inspirations, have you cooked before this?
Not really, just a little with my mom and my grandma, but not much.
Well, you must be teaching them new techniques at this point.
A little bit.
Well, as far as cuts go, you've learned how to do different cuts. Tell me the one that you like doing the most.
I like doing probably the dice.
What has been the hardest cut that you've done?
Probably the brunoise.
Teresa now shares what it took to get on the team.
For the cook-off, my team made a chicken breast with spicy Thai sauce and a salad that included sautéed kale and corn and tomato salad.
Now, was Thai flavors and kale in your diet before you actually came here to learn how to cook these?
Not at all.
And do you like the spicy? Do you like the coconut, which is probably a little foreign than what you've probably grown up eating?
I'm not a big fan of spicy stuff, but I liked it for the most part because it was sweet at first, so.
Well, as far as just learning about new ingredients, are you enjoying that?
Yeah, I'm enjoying learning about different ingredients we've used, and I've learned a lot, so.
Well, that must open your eyes when you go to the grocery store.
Yeah, I've noticed that I now know how to cook some of the ingredients that I had no idea really how to cook before.
Give me some examples.
Well, for our cook-off, we also did, our appetizer, we used beets. I never knew how to use beets. In fact, I didn't know what a beet looked like until our cook-off, and now I do.
Finally, we talked to Lexington Campbell before she raced off to work at a local grocery store. So were you a cook before all this?
I was not. I worked in a restaurant, and I just kind of liked the chaos of it.
And what did you do in that restaurant?
I was a host, but I spent a lot of time in the back with the cooks.
So the chaos, what do you mean?
I don't know, being under pressure, pleasing people, but doing it fastly.
So now you've learned various techniques. Are there favorite ones, cooking techniques that you really love?
I liked learning poaching. I thought that was a cool technique. My grandma loved to do that, and I never really got into it, but we learned a lot here, and I think that was one of the fun things that I learned to do.
Well, poaching is actually, it takes a lot of finesse. So do you think you've somewhat perfected it since you've been here?
Oh, not at all. I think I still have a lot of learning to do here, but yeah.
Your grandma was a cook. Did you cook with her?
She wasn't like a cook, but yeah, I do spend a lot of time cooking with my grandma, yes.
Well, have you taught her some new things since you've been here in this class?
I try to, but she seems to know everything.
Well, I think grandmas do. They've kind of been around a little longer. Mm-hmm. Aside from teaching new flavors and techniques to family, the classes have provided other benefits. Well, when you do go to a restaurant, do you look at it differently now that you have some skills?
Definitely. I feel I kind of see if I could do it myself, analyze it.
What are some of the dishes that you've really learned from that you've made here? New flavors, new spices, new herbs, just new cuts of meat, maybe.
I liked it when we did the curry. I'd had curry and made curry before, but we made it differently here, and I liked it a lot.
And did you like spices before coming to class?
I did. My mom always tells me I like really spicy things and lots of flavors and everything, so.
The girls have benefited from the expertise of local chefs. Executive Chef Dirk Frickel from the Highlands Golf Club, Jeremy Engelbretson of Lilac, and Rich Boggs of Caramel Cookie Waffles have allowed the culinary students into their kitchens and allowed them to help. Boggs even made a trip to the classroom and taught them how to make pavlova. Teresa Twitchell shares of her experiences.
We catered for a farmer's auction, and we did like a barbecue, and then we just like helped plate and serve during the Women Leading Montana Convention with Chef Richard and Chef Jeremy. And then we went to the Highland for the Pro Start fundraiser and worked with mainly Chef Richard there.
And do you learn new things when you work with these chefs?
The first time that we really worked with the other chefs, they told us a story about how some different desserts were named, and they then showed us they came into our class and showed us actually how to make it.
What did they teach you?
It was called a pavlova.
Wow. And you've never made anything like that?
No, I haven't.
Chef Boggs' demonstration in Mrs. Barker's classroom definitely influenced the members of the culinary team.
Then when my grandparents were here for Thanksgiving, I made them for them.
So you actually did all the egg whites and beat them up and did all that?
I did, because I thought it was interesting how I was learning this, and I wanted to show my grandparents that I learned something new.
Lexington Campbell also made the pavlova at home with her own additions.
And tried a new sauce on top, and it was good.
You must have really impressed your family. Is that who you made it for?
Yes. Yeah, my mom was pretty impressed, but, you know, I think she is with everything I do. She's kind of mom support.
Well, what do you think is the secret of making pavlova?
The time. I don't know. You got to watch it perfectly, I guess.
Well, is it also, how about the separating of the eggs?
Yeah, that can get tedious, but used to it, I guess.
And as far as the time, is it just waiting for it to actually evolve and develop?
Yeah, the whisking it to the perfect texture. Yes, consistency. Yep, and then baking it the right time, and because we did mini ones, so it was quite the math problem.
So what's the hint to someone who haven't made pavlova? Where do you think those peaks should be? Should they be, you know, somewhat a little creamy with sheen, or should they be really dry and fluffy? What are some of your hints?
Creamy and fluffy, but firm, definitely. So that's one thing that we almost messed up on, but Chef Richard was a big help.
So what are the team's thoughts on the competition as it nears? Kazmira says.
What their minds have come up with. Like, we have done something that maybe, steak really shouldn't be with blackberry. That's kind of weird. Like, all the different ideas that they're going to come up with, and all the people who are interested in culinary, and all the people who have gotten there just like us. And so see how far they've come with, and if they want to do that for the rest of their life, like I do, so.
Now let's hear from Lexington.
I'd like to see us work together really well, which we already do, but I think I'm just ready to try it out, see how it goes.
Teresa shares her optimism.
I'm really excited for it because I think we have a really good chance at doing well in this competition, and we've prepared a good menu, I believe.
Finally, perhaps JC says it the best.
It's kind of exciting to be able to do this because it's something that I'll be able to take with me.
I wish Kazmira, Lexington, JC, and Teresa from Laurel High School the best of luck on March 3rd as they compete against 50 other high school students from Bozeman, Belgrade, Drummond, Chinook, and Whitefish. Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region, has been produced with the assistance of Ken Seabird. Theme music is by Parker Brown. For more information about this show, go to ypradio.org. I'm Stella Fong.